This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to ENN on this Wednesday evening. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
I dropped the mic.
I'd also, if I can, and just if I can, like to say good evening to Don.
And if Dan asked me to kill my wife, now I'm going to still kill Dan.
You know, it's when you listen to it isolated like that.
Yeah. Troubling.
It is. It's in a
word.
But
it's the answer.
No, it is. No, it's important, you know. It's not wrong. But it's important. Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Why do we have to have a password on our daily Zoom? Are people really trying to hack into this thing?
A good point. It's a great point.
They want to see.
Well, they'll be able to do it because we haven't changed it in like 6 months.
Oh, it's through Disney. Got it. So we got to do it. Okay.
Can I bring up my Don thing?
I bet I know what it is, and it was on the list yesterday, but we were having so much fun and hijinks that we didn't get to it.
Tell
so go
me,
ahead.
Tell me what do you think it is?
I assumed it was about the Turner deal with the NHL.
No. We brought that up. Thanks for listening.
No, yesterday we didn't spend time on it. We didn't get into the details.
Somebody turn off their Zoom.
It's done.
The great E.J. Raddick.
Yes.
He's now trampling on Don's turf. He's doing play-by-play of a game. This is Don's thing. Eli's the EJ's the information guy. What is this, Don?
Well, it's a great opportunity. We broke it on Game Misconduct where you can purchase, or not purchase, it's for free, where you get your podcast. We got a great one today. Just me droning on, which the fans love. That's a great opportunity for him. He's calling the game on Saturday.
Yeah, but that's
on the NHL Network.
He has to step aside and say, no, that's my friend Don's thing.
No, stop. It's my thing.
Wait, Michael.
Where is this coming from, Peter? He's a friend of mine. He's getting a great opportunity to call a game.
Hold on,
be happy for him. No,
for a second. Breaking news, then.
Hold on.
You do that.
Hold on for a second. I almost got upset because I thought EJ was doing a Ranger game in place of Don,
and
that would have been reason for concern. But Don's supposed to have he gets to have rights to all play-by-play jobs, even if he wasn't offered the job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because then you have to question Russ, why wasn't he offered that job?
So when Adnan Virk got the Raw job, should I have reached out to him and said, excuse me, sir?
No. You should have been mad. And mad at, you know, Doogie Howser agent.
For not getting me that gig.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to stir it up because how does Don get passed over for an NHL Network gig?
Because I don't work at the NHL Network. EJ does.
There's that part. And also, 7-year deal between the NHL and Turner, including 3 Stanley Cups.
I know.
So Don might be calling a Stanley Cup with Kenny Smith. We don't know.
But Don said a couple of days ago, if he can't get a job at his, you know, the mothership, something's wrong. The mothership has 4 Stanley Cups during those 7 years.
Well, no, I firmly believe Don will get an opportunity at the ESPN play-by-play.
TNT gets all the Winter Classics, too, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Do you know who I heard is going to be doing some hockey when they get it? Damian Woody will be doing some hockey.
Is that true?
Yeah, and they're gonna have Mark Sanchez do play-by-play in a couple of games. Yeah. Tie it all together, you know?
No, and McShay on the sideline.
And you know what? They might even throw an A-Rod just for fun.
You got to throw an A-Rod.
Yeah.
And TNT is going to use all the basketball guys, right? Like Charles Barkley,
yep.
And Kenny Smith.
Yeah. Shaq. Shaq.
Candace Parker. It's going to be tremendous. All right, some NFL stuff. I don't know if you guys know this. The NFL draft is tomorrow night.
Wait, it's tomorrow?
That's right, on ESPN and ABC, I believe.
Wow.
We're not even ready as a network.
Guys, alert! We need to cover the draft! Call McShay. Call Kuiper. Call
Greeny.
Get Greeny on the line, all right? Get Sanchez. Get
football!
Get John Beck. Whoever we need.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Get Bill Yates.
I'm Mr. Joe Football.
If you walk into Bristol right now, the cafeteria, it looks like one of those old Sports Center commercials. You got Orlovsky sleeping on the floor.
Right.
Everyone's there strewn about.
All the bars in Bristol, you can only get beer and draft.
That's right. Draft beer only. All right, so speaking of the draft.
Spell beer draft. Spell the word draft beer.
D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
Yeah, Maryland in the house.
Thank you. A lot of draft beer.
Panthers. The Panthers trade Teddy Bridgewater to the Broncos in exchange for a sixth-round draft pick, according to our friends in Bristol. The Panthers will pay $7 million to Bridgewater, while the Broncos will pay him $3 million, according to Shefty.
Do you know that to play one season for the Panthers, he got $31 million from them?
I'm so happy for Bridgewater.
So, but you know, we just slough it off because it's not a New York team, like Don sloughs off Roddy Tellez, but that's bad management. So they poured all that money into this guy, and they got 1 year out of him and then gave up on him. That's so we can look at, you know, the new management, the Panthers, say, oh, they really know what they're doing. Well, they don't. That is gross mismanagement. You know how much dead cap money they have this year for a guy that played one season for them and gave up on him?
And then have to spend draft capital to get Sam, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, these things don't happen in a vacuum, right? They just all start to pile up on you as you try to make up for the mistake.
It's a big mistake for Matt Rhule. First year, boom. Bad job.
Believe it's pronounced Rahul.
I'm sorry. Rahul. It's been a long day.
Some double good Saquon news. The Giants have picked up the fifth-year option on Saquon's contract. No surprise there. Saquon also will be on track for the start of the season.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
So everyone happy for Saquon. Last we saw, he was working out with Odell Beckham Jr., both of them on their path to return.
$7.2 million guaranteed. They had to do it, right, because they invested a second overall pick on him, so you knew he wasn't going anywhere.
Can we go back one more moment to the Panthers? So they don't pick it, they still haven't picked up the fifth year option on Darnold, right? So if they end up drafting a quarterback tomorrow, they traded all that draft capital for Sam Darnold for what? They're not going to keep him. He might be a backup this year. Another bad job. It's like they're managing that team like their hair is on fire.
Yeah, because what if Fields falls to them?
Right, then they're going to grab him, and
like
why
Fields.
Would you need Sam?
Unless they don't like Fields.
Then if he fell to them, then they wouldn't take him. But if somebody falls to them they like and they take him, well, what are you going to do with Sam Darnold? You just traded what? All that draft capital for what? Terrible job.
Antonio Brown going back to the Bucs.
Everybody who was on that Super Bowl team is back.
Why not? Might as well give it a shot again, right? Deal could be worth up to $6 million. Guaranteed 3.1, including a $2 million signing bonus.
Did you see where Gronk caught a football out of a helicopter?
No.
Broke a Guinness record? Yeah, 2 days ago, 600 feet.
Sounds like something he would do.
Yeah, he had fun.
If I'm the Bucks, by the way, why not run the whole thing back? Give it a shot. Who's jumping out? Who's definitively better than them?
In that conference?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you listen to Greeny the other day about Julio Jones to Green Bay, that's scary. That's scary.
Is that – well
– Yeah, but Bart and Carlin were talking about Julio Jones to the Ravens today.
And there's also rumors San Francisco, too, because they'll have all the cap space once they trade Garoppolo.
But I'm just saying
that Greeny had said that, you know, that could be something Green Bay tries to do. And I know he's 32 years old, but it's a win-now team. Boy, that would be pretty scary.
What, you mean Julio on one side, Devontae on the other? Yeah. I mean, could you –
With that guy throwing him the football?
Real quick, would Aaron Rodgers, prime Devontae, aging Julio Jones be the best threat ever? I mean, I was going to say it's up there with Montana, Rice, and Taylor, except – they're both much better than John Taylor. So, I mean, I don't even know what level that's on, that combo of all three.
That's
of them.
Scary. That's, although, I mean.
Although me and Ballard just got into a big fight about Devontae Adams and Julio Jones.
Because you could talk about Carter and Moss, but.
Ballard!
You know, who's throwing him the ball?
Well, and also that was Carter at the way end. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know the actual ages, but I feel like Julio at 32 is younger than Carter was when Moss got to
Minnesota. Let me look that up while you're doing it.
In 98. The Cowboys.
So you're saying if the Packers got those two guys together with Rodgers, the rest of the NFL would be in jeopardy?
No.
Wow. Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
That was special.
If they go to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, that is. Cowboys are impressed with Dak Prescott's rehab and say he's
they
on track
be.
Or maybe a little bit ahead of schedule. Yeah, that's right. What options did he
imagine
have?
If they came out and said, well, it's not looking good.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but Francisco Lindor was booed last night at the Mets game.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, but he spoke today, and Francisco didn't seem too stressed about the whole thing. Let's hear
it's
from
interesting
Francisco.
And it's funny and it sucks. It doesn't feel right for sure. Interesting because it's the first time that it happens in my career, and funny because I'm getting booed and people think I'm gonna go home and just think about why I'm getting booed. You know, I get it. They're booing because there's no results. That's it. They expect results. I expect results, and I get it. You know, it's part of the job. You know, people expect results, and they're booing because there's no results. I just hope they cheer and jump on the field when I start hitting home runs and start helping the team on a daily basis a lot more than I'm doing right now.
Don't jump on the field, though.
I wonder if I had $341 million, if anything other than the health of me and my family would ever stress me out.
Of course it would. Have you ever met yourself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you
$341 million?
Michael. I'm not saying you have $341 million.
No.
But you have nothing to worry about financially.
There's
not one thing you want for in your life. And do you still find things to stress about?
Because everything is hanging in the balance. I mean, when you have a 10-year guaranteed deal, why would you stress about it? There's no way it can go away. I don't have a 10-year guaranteed deal.
Okay. You know what, though? I bet even if you stop broadcasting tomorrow, I don't think we'd see you online at the soup kitchen next week.
Don't make bold proclamations if you don't know. You're not in my pocket.
No, but there's a lot of money in that pocket.
Yeah,
I'm leveraged to the hilt right now. If this goes wrong, the whole thing crumbles.
No, you're too smart.
It's a house of cards like you wouldn't believe.
No, you're too smart for that.
No,
you're very savvy with your money.
Yeah, no. There's no chance. You're sitting on plenty.
By the way, Chris Carter, in 98, that was that big Minnesota season. Chris Carter was 33.
Wow. Felt older. Well, hold on. What is Michael K's?
No, it's wrong. I'll just tell you it's wrong.
What is the what am I asking for again, Don?
Net worth.
Okay. Siri, what is Michael K? Oh, I did it wrong. Hold on. Siri, what is Michael K's net worth? Okay, there it is. It didn't say it back, which would have been funnier. It's unfortunate. That's why I don't trust Siri.
She's up to something.
Siri says you're sitting on $3 million cash.
Right.
You want to correct us?
I will just say that's wrong.
Yeah, because it's higher.
It's yeah, exactly. Siri's way low. Anyways, this was a fascinating story. So Chuck D, the great Chuck D of Public Enemy, just started a podcast. He's a huge Knicks fan.
Can we just proceed with the NN and just announce the people in the country that don't have a podcast?
We'll start doing that.
Michael K.
Michael
there
K.
Go.
Doesn't
That's
have
it.
A podcast, nor will he ever.
End of the subject. Chuck D, in episode 4 of his Shattered Hope, Heartbreak, and the New York Knicks, he had Edie Falco on the show. Okay?
Okay.
And she told a story on the podcast. This actually blew my mind. That back in the day, around the time LeBron was being courted to come to the Knicks, her and James Gandolfini reprised Tony and Carmella to make a video to convince him to come. Which I found to be absolutely fascinating.
Now, fascinating, but cornpone.
Well, it really wasn't
because there was a big story in The Athletic about it today. LeBron was a huge Sopranos fan. So the Sopranos are off the air.
Yeah, this is after. It's a
this
reprise.
This is after. Yeah, this is a reprise. And Gandolfini at that time had a beard. So they tried to work around why would he have a beard, and he was on the witness protection program.
Ah.
And there was a guy, and they were trying to get LeBron a place to stay in New York, where to stay in New York. And there was a guy in The Athletic that his editor told him, get the videotape. And this guy, investigative reporting, somebody somewhere in the garden has it, and it will not ever, it will never be released.
Well, get this. Jonathan Hawk, who's a director for 30 for 30s,
right,
oversaw this 10-minute short. It also included Donald Trump, Robert De Niro, and...
Together? Because I heard they get along great.
That's a great point. It was a different time.
Okay.
Much different time. Long
time ago. But Edie Falco told Chuck D, she said, I do remember doing it, and what is absolutely amazing to me is I didn't know who LeBron James was. We got those requests all the time back then, and Jim, he did nothing, and somehow he agreed to do this, which I was shocked by. I thought it was a prank when someone said Jim's going to do it.
And then she said in The Athletic piece that she could not believe how into it he was. Like he was
really into it. He was a fan.
Yeah.
He wanted LeBron there.
Boy, how life would be different.
Crazy, right?
Yep.
Just
but
absolutely.
I heard from that time, I'm sure Don heard the same thing. They had no chance.
Yeah.
They could have restarted The Sopranos and had LeBron be a star in it, and they had no chance
right.
he was going to come to the Knicks. It was never a possibility.
And that's why I still think, Michael, and I think you agree, it's on the table that he was trolling them by having the announcement in Greenwich.
Could be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't know if you guys know this, but the NFL draft is tomorrow night.
No way. Really?
Come on.
Tomorrow?
Stop. We're not even ready. I'm not even prepared.
Boo! ESPN, all hands on deck. The draft is tomorrow.
And like the bat phone.
And Dan Graziano was on DCR, because I don't know if you know this, the Giants also have a pick. It's not just the Jets. And he talked about where the Giants might go at 11.
They have so many good options potentially available, and they do like the receivers, Waddle and Devontae Smith, if they're there. And they do like the tackles, Slater and Penei Sewell, if they're there. And they do like both corners, you know, Horn and Surtain. And, you know, somebody told me, look, you know, you sit in these meetings and you go over corner and tackle and all these guys, and then somebody inevitably says, hey, don't you guys think the owners want to know about the pass rush, right? So it may be that they're the first team to take an edge rusher, and it could be Quiddy Pay from Michigan. So, yeah, the Giants are in a really, really nice spot, I think, because something, at least one and possibly multiple really good options should fall to them at 11.
Now, we will discuss more of the Giants' options and all things draft tomorrow, of course, on the show, starting 2 o'clock.
One quick thing. This is look at it this way. There might be 5 quarterbacks taken in the top 10. If that happens, Don and Peter, The Giants essentially have the 6th pick in the draft.
It's true.
Because they don't need a quarterback. They have the 6th best player in the draft that's not a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
I have some pretty strong feelings on taking an offensive lineman. I'll share with you tomorrow.
I look forward to it at 2 o'clock. We're going to hear it. Also, before we get out of here, Floyd Mayweather is fighting again. That's right.
This
June 6th in Miami at Hard Rock. And obviously, you know who he's fighting. 0-1, professional fighter, YouTube celebrity, general troll, Logan Paul. Yes, Floyd Mayweather, arguably the greatest fighter of all time, will be fighting a glorified YouTuber who's 0-1 June 6th in Miami. Showtime's involved in the broadcast, by the way. That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening.
Coming up is the big fella, and we're back at it again tomorrow. I hear the NFL draft is tomorrow, so we'll have a lot of stuff on that.
What?
What? I wasn't even ready.
Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.